Grimms on Air. Der Wirtschaftspodcast der Richard-Müller-Schule. Every Euro counts, das sagt Rieke Bröschild von Wilderness International. Im Rahmen eines Englischprojekts haben die Schüler Fabrizio, Erik und Mary Rose aus der 12. Klasse der FOS mit Rieke Bröschild ein Interview geführt. Wilderness International ist eine Stiftung, die bedrohte Wildnisgebiete kauft, um diese für unsere Zukunft zu schützen und zu bewahren.
Welcome to a new episode of our podcast. Hi, I'm Fabrizio, and today with me is Erik.
Hi, I'm Erik.
I'm in a bit of a dilemma. You know, my brother's birthday is coming up, and honestly, I'm unsure what to get him. He's one of those guys who already has everything he needs. And on the top of that, he's really passionate about sustainability. I just don't know what could possibly be a meaningful gift this year.
You know what? That gives me a great idea. Have you ever heard of Wilderness International?
No.
That's a non-profit organization dedicated to protect pristine wilderness areas, especially rainforests and other endangered ecosystems in Canada and South America. What if you made a donation in your brother's name to help protect a piece of the wilderness? It's a gift that aligns with his interests in sustainability and has a lasting impact.
That sounds intriguing. Tell me more about Wilderness International and how they work.
Absolutely. Wilderness International focuses on conserving land by purchasing it to ensure it remains untouched and protected from deforestation and other destructive activities. What's unique about their approach is that they allow donors to know exactly which piece of land they're helping to protect. They provide the geographical coordinates to the conserved areas, making the donation very personal and tangible.
That sounds really thoughtful. It sounds like a gift that not only celebrates his birthday, but also his passion for the environment.
Exactly. And it's not just about the land purchase. Wilderness International also engages in educational programs to raise awareness about the importance of wilderness areas and inspire the next generation to care about conservation.
I love that. It's like giving a gift to my brother and to the planet at the same time. I think he would really appreciate this thoughtful and impactful present. Thanks for the suggestion.
You're welcome. It's a way to celebrate his birthday meaningfully and support a cause he cares about. In addition, we can explore more about Wilderness International in today's episode and dig deeper into that.
Oh, nice. Let's dive deeper into that. I'm eager to learn more about their project and how we can all become wilderness savers.
Here are some facts about Wilderness International. Wilderness International is a foundation that helps protecting the rainforest from deforestation. For only 1 euro, even you can save the rainforest. How? You purchase a piece of rainforest and they will protect that piece. Wilderness International has also three foundations. The first two were founded in 2008 in Germany and in Canada. The last foundation was founded in 2019 in Peru. Now let's get back to the others.
Absolutely, and speaking of diving deeper, today we have a very special guest from Wilderness International. We're joined by Rieke, who is deeply involved in the organization efforts to protect and conserve wilderness areas. Rieke, welcome to our podcast.
Yes, welcome, Rieke. We're thrilled to have you here. Our listeners are eager to hear more about the impactful work Wilderness International is doing and how individuals can contribute to preserve our planet's precious ecosystem. And our first question would be, what motivated you to join Wilderness International?
First of all, thank you, Fabrizio and Erik, and hello. When I joined Wilderness International about 2 years ago, I actually started as a volunteer, not a full-time worker. I was working in a PR agency during that time that was already concerned with we called them future topics like climate change and sustainability. But for me, that just wasn't enough. I wanted to do more because I love nature, I love animals. I was already supporting some organizations like Sea Shepherd and Mission Erde, but I still wanted to make more use of my time and talents for an important cause that I love. And so one day I just decided to send a message to Henriette, who is, so to speak, the head of our communications department, and asked whether they needed some help. And yeah, here I am.
That sounds really great. And I don't know how to say it, but it's such a nice way, I would say, to get into the organization and for the, I don't know, just for your heart, it's like, I would say it's the best thing.
Yeah, and also I have to say that I got lucky. Like, I sent this message at exactly the right time. So, but sometimes it's a bit harder to like join the organization because like we have to look where we put our resources and everything. So yeah, I just got lucky.
Yeah, the luck is on your side, I would say. Yeah, if it's okay, we wanted to ask the next question.
Yeah.
What's the most emotional, sad, shocking, overwhelming, or inspiring experience you have in maybe in Canada with the people you met?
That's a very good question. I'm going to go with inspiring. Mm-hmm. Funnily enough, it wasn't in Canada or Peru. It wasn't near any rainforest. It was actually in an inn in the Austrian Alps. We were there last year for in November for a team event. That was really nice. Not only our German team was there, but also some members of Wilderness International Canada and Peru. So yeah, it was with Canadian and Peruvian people. And we also had some partners, some of our Canadian partners there with us. And during our time there, Kai, our CEO, got a call and a really amazing opportunity was presented to him. Right now, I'm not allowed to tell you more about this specific opportunity, but in order to take advantage of it, we suddenly had to raise a lot of money in a very short time. And in this inn, like in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the Alps, far away from any big city, from any rainforest, without any internet connection, 30 people got together for an emergency brainstorming session to find a solution together. And this session really went on for a long time. I think some of the people present didn't get any sleep that night, but it was clear that we would find a solution because there was simply no other option. And even though I couldn't contribute much at the time, it was incredibly emotional and inspiring for me to see the dedication and love and effort that everyone in this room just puts into the protection of nature and forests. And actually, that was the moment I made the decision to turn my voluntary work into my career, into my full-time job. And I'm sorry I can't tell you anything about the project, but it will come, I promise.
It's okay, it's okay. I completely understand. Yeah, that's really impressive.
That sounds like an awesome incoming project. We stay tuned.
Yeah.
You talked about your co-workers in Canada, and it's good for our next question. How do you protect the forests like in Canada or in Peru?
Yeah, so as you said, we're currently working in Canada and Peru to protect rainforests. And first, we work with local researchers and biologists to determine the so-called conservation value of a rainforest area. So we look for areas which have a high level of biodiversity and CO2 storage capacity. We determine whether the area is currently under threat and whether it's located in a strategically important place, like near a river or something nearer. No. Then we buy these lands. The purchase is financed with loans. So we do not collect donations for a land that we do not yet own. We only work in countries with a high level of legal security and only buy land with a land register entry. We have two foundations in Canada and Peru, and all three foundations, so the German one, the Canadian one, and the Peruvian one, then entered into the land register, which makes the purchase even more safe. After we purchase the lands, we take a closer look with drones and create the high quality aerial pictures that you probably know. And provide every square meter with specific geo coordinates that we can then send out to our donors to show them exactly the piece of rainforest area that they are protecting. And that makes everything even more transparent and traceable and tangible for the people we work with. Anyone can basically donate to a specific piece of wilderness area. And these donations refinance the purchase that we made in advance and also ensure the long-time protection. And each square meter is only allocated once. So our donors, they do not buy the land. We bought the land. They just refinance our purchase. Yeah. And also we use the donations to work with environmental ambassadors and researchers who then visit our protected areas to conduct more research, to experience the forest. And we then use their findings, their photos, their videos for environmental education in schools and also online, of course, to get people more excited about wilderness and about forests and regular visits, local partnerships, the forest guardians that we have in our Peruvian areas. And our whole foundation concept ensures that these areas are protected forever and that the ecological integrity of these areas stays intact.
Okay, yeah. I don't know what to say. My questions were all solved in this conversation now. So you buy the land with loans and the donors
refinance.
Yeah. Okay.
So we often get the question, like, do I own this piece of rainforest? So no, it's not like you don't own the piece of rainforest that you've donated for. We actually own it. But it's your area that you've protected.
Okay.
That's good to know. When you joined the organization 2 years ago, thought you that the organization is as big as it is today?
Actually, like when I joined, for example, the communications department was made up, consisted of one person. Then I joined with a few hours every week as a volunteer, and now there's five of us in the communications department. So that already shows that the organization has been growing immensely over the last 2 years. But it actually has been growing ever since it was founded. It was Wilderness International was founded in 2008. So Germany, the German and the Canadian organization were founded in 2008, and the Peruvian organization was added in 2019. So there was the first bit of growth. And I love how much it is growing. I love to see that. I love to see more and more people care about our environment, more and more people realizing how important it is to preserve nature and our environment and unique and fully functioning ecosystems. But I also have the feeling that it kind of shows that time's running out and that we need to act now to preserve the last pieces of wilderness areas of our world. So yeah, I do feel good about the growth, but I also think that we need it.
I would say that we need it. Maybe it's also too late to do such an impact, I would say.
I wouldn't say it's too late. I think we still can do it, but we have to act now.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
That's for sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice how your team is growing up. And Robert Mark Lehmann is also very famous on YouTube or something. He's a recognized environmentalist. How did this partnership came up?
But who even is Robert Mark Lehmann? Robert Mark Lehmann is a German marine biologist, conservationist, photographer, and filmmaker. Known for his stunning wildlife photography and documentaries, he has received multiple awards, including being named a National Geographic Explorer. He has his own YouTube channel with 860,000 followers and his own Instagram page with 507,000 followers. And now back to Rika.
That was, as far as I know, that was actually quite straightforward. But that's just how Robert is, right? He and Kai, our CEO, they started exchanging thoughts and ideas about the temperate rainforest in Canada over Facebook. And then Robert just invited Kai to one of his lectures. And the next morning, they continued talking for hours and hours over breakfast, exchanging more ideas, talking about possibilities for a partnership. And then, yeah, they made it happen. And yeah, as of now, Robert is one of our biggest and most important partners. As you probably know, we have a lot of projects going on, like not only the documentaries in Peru and Canada, but also the fact that Mission Erde protects 1 square meter of rainforest with every item they sell in their shop. And together with his great Mission Erde community, Robert is setting one donation record after the other, and we are very grateful for the support. And yeah, personally, I'm grateful as well, because his content actually introduced me to Wilderness International. So he's basically the reason I'm sitting here right now.
I know Robert Mark Lehmann also from his videos on YouTube. And his energy in the videos and his focus to conserve and protect the wilderness is just amazing. And I have seen on the website that he almost have 1 million square meters of land he wanted to protect, and his goal is to protect 1 million square meters of wilderness areas.
Yeah, and that's like only his latest mission Canada. So he has protected way more already with his projects, with his mission Peru. And yeah, it's, as you say, he's really inspiring. His community is amazing. And yeah, we're looking forward to working with him more in the future.
Nice, and it is nice. It's, I don't know what to say on this, but it's really inspiring what he's doing. And to the question, we talked about the land he is protecting, and would it make sense to donate 1 euro if you have not available such a lot of money for a donation and protecting the rainforest?
Yeah, totally, yeah. Every euro counts. And I mean, according to our concept, with 1 euro, you're already protecting 1 square meter of rainforest. So on that particular spot. There might be, I don't know, in Canada, there might be the entrance to a wolf's den or an otter hold, or in Peru, there might be a big tree with bird nests or with monkeys in it. So this one square meter, for it means a lot. And even if you don't have that 1 euro, it also helps to just spread the word. Like, you can tell your family, you can tell your friends, your classmates, your coworkers, the person next to you on the train, tell them about conservation, about the importance of the rainforest, and if you want to, tell them about Wilderness International. So, and yeah, just spread our mission to protect the last wilderness areas on the planet. You can use social media channels to share posts and stories and ideas. Of course, the stories of other organizations too. You can organize cleanups yourself in your city, for example. So you don't need a lot of money to make a meaningful contribution to environmental protection.
Yes, Eric and I talked about the birthday gift, and this is how we recognize your organization. It's a good way to celebrate a birthday and do something nice for our environment. You talked about that as the time is running. How do you see the issue of sustainability in 10 years?
Yeah, tough question. I mean, 10 years feels like quite a long time, but somehow it also isn't. So, as I said before, I feel like there's a growing understanding among people that we absolutely need the world's rainforest to stabilize our climate. And last year, there actually was a study that showed that deforestation in the Amazon rainforest is decreasing. So that's good. But in other areas, it is increasing. So I don't know. I think we just have to use all the time that we have to continue educating people about the consequences of deforestation, of climate change, both locally and here in Germany, where we also make decisions every day that have an impact on the greater world, the Amazon rainforest, for example, the products that we buy in the supermarket. I think we need to adjust, we need to rethink some things, perhaps even sacrifice some of our comfort here and there to make more sustainable decisions. Like how much or what kind of meat do we eat? Because the feed for livestock is mostly soy, which is grown on huge plantations in rainforest areas. We can use apps like CodeCheck, for example, to check the ingredients of products while we're in the supermarket, to avoid buying products with palm oil. So yeah, I think we have to restructure some things in our daily life to make an impact. Because I think it's only together that we can protect rainforests, prevent ongoing deforestation, and prevent us from reaching one of the tipping points of our climate system. So this, one of the tipping points is the Amazon rainforest. And when we reach this point, then so much rainforest has been cut down that it cannot produce enough rain to keep itself alive. And according to a study, the Amazon rainforest is already emitting more carbon dioxide than it's absorbing. So there are some alarming numbers, but as I said before, I firmly believe that we can still do it. I think that we can stop deforestation together, and I think that we can stop, if not even reverse, the effects of climate change if we act now.
Yeah, we have to act now. Yeah, that's true. That's our last question is also answered in the answer. The last question was: what should the audience pay attention to in the future if they want to make a contribution in sustainability? And it's just to, like, from your answer, it's to come out of the comfort zone and be and buy things you would normally buy, but check them if there are ingredients that are from the rainforest, maybe.
Yeah, we've talked about it before. As you said, you don't have to be rich to become active. You don't have to have a specific job. There are so many ways that you can make a contribution to sustainability, to make the world a better place. Yeah, I think it's just really important to be open to new things, to keep an open mind and open heart. Of course, you should be careful of greenwashing and do not believe everything that companies, brands, whoever communicates without asking. Yeah, but I also think it's important not to forget that we don't have to be perfect and do everything 100%. Like, you're not a bad person just because you travel by plane every once in a while, or because you do not completely avoid plastic or only buy fair produced clothing, ideally secondhand. So yeah, we don't have to be perfect, but every little action, every step, every tiny contribution counts and makes a difference.
Yeah,
that's a good conclusion. It was perfect. We thank you a lot for sharing all of this insightful information about Wilderness International and the incredible work you and your team is doing. It's truly inspiring.
Thank you so much.
And also from my side, thank you, Rike, for joining us today and the passion for saving the environment. Our listeners are more, maybe our listeners are more motivated now to help our planet. We really appreciate you taking time to join us and enlighten us.
Thanks so much for the opportunity. It was my pleasure.
Take care. And once again, thank you for joining us today. And bye. Today's episode was quite interesting. I have found the perfect solution to my gift dilemma. A donation to Wilderness International in my brother's name, and learned more about the organization.
That's a brilliant choice, Fabio. It's meaningful, impactful, and aligns perfectly with its values. For all listeners, if you're in a similar situation, consider making a donation for an environmental cause as a gift. It's a beautiful way to honor someone while supporting our planet.
Absolutely, Eric. And remember, every little bit helps in the fight to preserve our natural world. Thank you to all our listeners for tuning in today. We hope you found this conversation as enlightening as we did.
Be sure to follow us for more discussions on sustainability and conservation. Together we can make a difference, isn't it right, Fabi?
Yes. Until next time, keep supporting the causes you care about. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye and take care. See you on the next episode.